CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 30th of April 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB coronation activities. RSGB membership portal. High altitude balloon launch. As the coronation weekend approaches, don't forget all the amateur radio activities that are being organised by the RSGB to mark this special event. Ofcom has kindly agreed that UK and Crown Dependency radio amateurs may use the R Romeo prefix in their call signs during May and June 2023. Just apply for the notice of variation via the RSGB website. The RSGB has also created three new awards that you can achieve for taking part in coronation activities. In addition, the call sign Golf Bravo 23 Charlie can be used by individuals and clubs from the 10th of May until the end of June, and there's a special B-Connect activity throughout May and June. Details of how to get involved with either of these will be announced soon on the RSGB website. Finally, there are ideas for outreach activities for use with people of all ages. Go to rsgb.org/coronation for more information. Are you an RSGB member? Have you logged into your online membership portal recently? It's important to check your personal information and ensure your preferences are up to date. You can also opt into receiving a number of direct benefits, such as the weekly email GB2RS newsletter and notifications about RADCOM Plus and RADCOM Basics. A new option is to receive emails about the RSGB's online events. Click on that and make sure you don't miss out. Log into the RSGB membership portal via rsgb.org/members or email membership@rsgb.org.uk if you have any questions. High Impact, based on the Wirral, is planning another high-altitude balloon launch. This one will feature on the team's live stream platform and be viewed by a number of schools across the UK and beyond. The team is planning to launch two high-altitude balloons. One will be running with a Habduino and the other with some help from Ambasat using low RA. The Habduino side will be running on the standard setup, 434.650 MHz upper sideband, 50 baud RTTY, 450 Hz shift, 7N1 data format, and with the call sign Hotel India-IndiaMike Papa Alpha Charlie Tango. If you're planning to upload telemetry to SondHub, you'll need Dave Ackerman's HabBase software and FLDigi. The launch from Kilcowydd in Wales will be between 11 and 11.15 a.m. on Wednesday the 3rd of May. More information can be found on High Impact's Facebook page and on Twitter via @HighImpactConsult. And the high is spelt Hotel India only. The RSGB is seeking to recruit a new technical editor for RADCOM. Reporting to the managing editor, the successful candidate will need a wide range of radio and electronic knowledge, including amateur radio. The RSGB is looking for someone who is positive, enthusiastic about technology, has an excellent command of English, and a good eye for detail. For more information about the role and how to apply, see rsgb.org/careers. And now for details of rallies and events. The Thorpe Camp Hamfest Rally will take place on Sunday the 7th of May. The venue will be Thorpe Camp Visitor Centre and the entrance fee will be £4 per person. Traders should arrive from 7 a.m. The rally will take place from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. Hot food and drinks will be available on site. For more information, phone Sylvia or Anthony on 07956654481. Dartmoor at Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 7th of May at Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane, Yelverton, Devon, postcode Papa Lima 206 Alpha Lima. There will be the usual bring and buy, trader stands, refreshments and free parking available. Doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £2.50. For more information, contact Roger by phone on 07854 088 882, or email via 2 Echo 0 Romeo Papa Hotel at gmail.com. And the Brayhead Rally will take place on Sunday the 14th of May. The venue will be Brayhead Arena Foyer, 150 King's Inch Road, Renfrew, postcode Golf 51 for Bravo November. Free parking will be available. The doors open for everyone at 10 a.m. and admission is £4. The event will feature a bring and buy and the Central Scotland Repeater Group AGM. For more information and contact details, visit www.brayheadradiorally.com. Now the special event news. Special call signs: PA100 PCG, PA100M and PA100K will be active on the 5th, 6th and 7th of May to celebrate 100 years of communication history between Indonesia and the Netherlands. For more information, visit QRZ.com, QSL via the Bureau. Look out for special event station Alpha Uniform 40, November Romeo Oscar, which is active until the 30th of June. The station is operating to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the founding of the National Institute of Amateur Radio in India. QSL via VU2NRO. Special event call sign Delta Mike 23 Bravo Uniform Golf Alpha will be active until the 8th of October. The call sign suffix stands for Bundesgarten Show. This is the biennial horticultural show and festival taking place in Mannheim this year. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau and direct cards via DL2VFR. Celebrating 100 years of broadcasting in Germany, special call sign Delta Bravo 100 Romeo Delta Foxtrot will be in use until the 31st of December. The first official radio entertainment program in Germany was broadcast on the 29th of October, 1923. QSL via the Bureau or direct to DO2PZ. Now the DX News. SANS VK4WXW has been on Willis Island OC007 since October, and today is the last chance to work him. He works at the Australian Bureau of Meteorology's weather monitoring station on the island. In his spare time, he's QRV as Victor Kilo 9 Whiskey X-ray. The Tango 30 Uniform November operation from West Kiribati, OC017, is expected to be active until the second week of May. Operators plan to be available on the 160 to 6 meter bands with 1 CW station, 1 SSB station and 7 FT8 stations. It will be possible to see 2 FT8 stations on the same band at the same time on different frequencies. QSL via Club Logs OQRS. Now the contest news. Today, the UK and Ireland Contest Club DXCW contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC. Using CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. UK and Ireland stations also send their district code. On Tuesday, the 2nd of May, the 144 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday, the 2nd, the 144 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 3rd, the 144 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the extended report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday, the 144 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the extended report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. Next weekend, the ARI International DX contest starts its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 6th of May, using CW, RTTY and SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Italian stations give their province code. On Saturday the 6th, the 432 MHz to 245 GHz contest starts its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Saturday, the 432 MHz trophy contest runs from 1400 to 2200 UTC, using all modes on the 70 sems band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And Saturday the 6th of May also sees the start of the UK 6-meter group Summer Marathon. The event will run until Sunday the 6th of August, using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's your 4-character locator. Now on Sunday the 7th of May, the 10 gigs trophy contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC, using all modes on the 10 gigs band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator. And also on Sunday, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And even on the 7th of May, Sunday again, there's the Worked All Britain 7 megs phone contest running from 1000 to 1400 UTC using AM and SSB on the 40-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and Worked All Britain Square. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf for Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 27th of April, 2023. What a busy week we've just had. It started with a massive G4 geomagnetic storm that saw the KP index rise to 8 with aurora visible as far south as Cornwall and the Channel Islands. This was due to a coronal mass ejection from a filament eruption on the 21st of April. The 6-meter band came to life during the early stage of the storm with distorted aurora signals throughout the SSB and CW sections. However, the HF bands suffered, with MUS down on the morning of the 24th. The 25th was much better, with MUS over 3,000 km cast barely reaching 18 MHz all day. By Thursday, the 27th, the KP index was still at 4. However, there were surprises to be had. Phil, GU0SUP, reported that at 1300 UTC on Monday the 24th, he was amazed to work Yuri, VU7W, on Lixadweep Islands on 10 metres FT8, with good signals both ways. He says the KP index was at 6, and the regular FT8 frequencies on both the 10-metre and 12-metre bands were pretty much dead. On Wednesday the 26th, Peter, G8BCG, reported on the CDXC reflector that 15 metres FT8 was open all night via the long path to Australia, New Zealand and the Pacific. It's always worth checking the HF bands during a major geomagnetic storm, as there may be surprises to be had. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Center thinks that the solar flux index will remain in the range of 135 to 140. The KP index may remain about 2 to 3. However, as last weekend showed, we are now really into uncharted territory in terms of solar activity, with daily multiple solar flares and associated coronal mass ejections. So don't be surprised if we have another major geomagnetic disturbance with an elevated KP index. Now the VHF and UP propagation news. The weather pattern in late spring often settles into a period of southeasterly winds from a rapidly warming Europe, and the signs are that therefore just such a flow during the coming week. The sequence starts with unsettled weather and possible rain scatter from heavy April showers into the first weekend, but thereafter a weak ridge of high pressure will move into Brigantazzo Troppo for next week. Paths along the east coast should do well, especially if there are large areas of sea fog and misty low clouds over the North Sea. At longer timescales, the period towards the following weekend will see eyes looking towards a low to the southwest of the British Isles that could push some thundery rain into southern areas by the end of the week, and again bring a chance of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. The jet stream pattern remains complex, with several potentially useful flows that might be instrumental in prompting some early season sporadic E propagation. Last week, the Portuguese CS5BALG beacon on 50.036 MHz in IM67 and CS5BLA on 50.076 MHz made a welcome return. Sporadic E can be very fleeting early in the season, but keeping a regular check on the usual beacons should give you a chance of being there at the right time. The daily sporadic E blogs start on the 1st of May on www.propquest.co.uk and should give some clues as to any early season options. And lastly, the sun has kept everyone busy recently with visible and radio auroras, so check the KP index for aurora potential. And we're in a period when increasing meteor input is starting to help provide better meteor scatter prospects, as well as fuel for sporadic E. The Eta Aquarids has a broad peak zenithal hourly rate of around 50 next weekend, on the 6th of May. Moon declination is high and falling, meaning shortening EME moon windows and peak elevations. We passed apogee on Friday, so past losses will fall throughout the week. 144 MHz sky noise is low to moderate. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Because time is very short, I'm removing all information about NETS. These are only physical meetings. The internet meetings are listed as usual. Now for the southwest. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society will be meeting at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, from 7:30 p.m. and the contact is keith.m0tmo@btinternet.com or bvars.org.uk. On Sundays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7 p.m. Wednesday has a club night from 7 p.m. again, and the Society holds Morse Academies every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Contact is sue@foxtrotromeoalfaromeosierra.co.uk. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. Contact is matt20fnt0730554-9614. On Thursday, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club will be meeting and be on the air from 7:30 p.m. Contact is enquiries@sierra-bravo-alfa-romeo-charlie.co.uk, and Swindon Amateur Radio Club will be meeting at some time at Pine Trees Community Centre on Thursday. Contact is viv-m0iep-07799-838-866. Torbay Amateur Radio Society will be meeting on Friday from 7:30 p.m. Contact is via Kilo Echo Romeo Romeo Yankee at mike0kiloromeoecho.net. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be discussing the halfway vertical antenna, with G3MYM at the Parish Room, Yeovil. Contact is via secretary at yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com. In Wales, Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7pm at Tondi Railway Club, and contact is Brian, GW4DVB, via info@aberconfigradioclub.co.uk. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30pm on Tuesday. Contact is via 2W0VOG on 07900560080. On Wednesday, Cumbrian Amateur Radio Society meets at Hensley's Village Hall from 7 until 9pm. Contact is Gareth on 07942334464. Newport Amateur Radio Society has a club and Zoom meeting from 7pm on Thursday. Contact is via www.gw4ezw.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. And finally, Phoenix Amateur Radio Club Cymru meets every other Wednesday at 12pm at 14 Lots Canal Centre, High Cross, Newport, postcode November Papa 109, Golf November. Gloucester doesn't seem to be having a meeting this week, but you can look at their website, www.golf4alphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So, until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week and keep safe from the GB2RS news team.